الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and elders, it is only the fazl, the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I the opportunity of experiencing this holy month of Ramadan. And the first 10 days have already passed by. We are now, or we have entered the second ashara, as we say. The month of Ramadan has been divided into three parts. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first 10 days are regarded as those days wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy falls and mercy descends. And then the second 10 days is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirah descends, where Allah ta'ala forgives his bandas. And the last 10 days is itqum min an-nar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates souls from the fire of Jahannam. So we are now almost in the middle of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily forgives his bandas. So therefore it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's haqq upon us that we should show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us the tawfiq of spending these few days of Ramadan and making us enter into these second 10 days of Ramadan. May Allah ta'ala accept the days that have went by, and may He enable us to endeavor and strive in His ibadat and accept the ibadat we will be making, the roza that we are keeping, the tahajjud, the du'as. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy upon all the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to observe this month of Ramadan in its true spirit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned so many ahadith that point out to this very, very important point, that Ramadan brings with it so much of barakat, so much of blessings that you and I cannot understand, we cannot even imagine. He has mentioned in one hadith that if only my ummah realized what Ramadan really is, the blessings it brings with it, the barakat it has, then my ummah will wish and desire that every single day be Ramadan, or the entire year be Ramadan. Let us check ourselves and be honest to ourselves. Are we amongst those people who are wishing that Ramadan just comes by and we can just get over our fasting and we can go back to our leisure and pleasure and we can go back to our eating? Or are we amongst those who desire that Ramadan may be prolonged and we can have many, many more months of Ramadan wherein we could gain from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ramadan is so important that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was rahmatul alameen, mentioned, ba'uda man adraka ramadan falam yughfar lahu. Curse be to that person who finds Ramadan, yet despite observing Ramadan or Ramadan coming, he fails to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and he is not forgiven. In another hadith he has mentioned, fa'inna shaqi man haruma fihi rahmatullahi azza wa jal. The most wretched, the most unlucky person, the most unfortunate person, a person who is a badbakht, kam nasib, mahroom person, who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. Alhamdulillah, we have heard many talks on taqwa, on tawbah, istighfar. But today we will refresh in ourselves, because we tend to forget. We tend to become negligent. When Ramadan commences, then we have high spirits. But then as the days go by, we tend to become ghafil and negligent. Therefore, we will remind ourselves today these important lessons that we have learned from the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the lives of our kabireen, the Salaf al-Saliheen, how they value the month of Ramadan. Every single moment they valued. They should plan out a program for the month of Ramadan. Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, the ustad of Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to spend his entire day and night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Normally also, but in the month of Ramadan they would excel. Iftar time, he would have a few dates with some water. And immediately after his Maghrib Salah, he would engage in Nafil Salah. Approximately 1.5 paras he would read every day after Maghrib Salah. Leaving just a few minutes before Isha, where he would just prepare for Isha Salah. And of course after Isha, then Taraweeh Salah. And Taraweeh Salah would be approximately 2 to 3 hours. And after Taraweeh, he would go back into his Nafils, Nawafil. And he would engage himself in Tahajjud Salah right up till Sehri time. And in Sehri time, he would again supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just a few minutes before Sehri would expire, he would have something to eat because of the barakat of Sehri. Then again, he would engage in wazaif and in dua and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till Fajr. After Fajr Salah, he would sit till Ishraq in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, you would say the person is whole night awake, he must be tired. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that ruhani taqat, that health and that spirit, because they value Ramadan. After Ishraq, he would spend his time writing the commentary of Abu Dawood Sharif, Badlul Majhud, which was a masterpiece, a commentary of Abu Dawood Sharif. And then till about midday, he would be engaged in writing kitabs until he would, then just before the Zuhr Salah, he would take a small nap, a small rest. And again after Zuhr Salah, till Asr, engage in the tilawat of the Quran. This is the month of the Quran. You and I should go all out, exert ourselves in reciting the Holy Quran. It is mentioned in one hadith that Roza and Quran would intercede on behalf of a person on the day of Qiyamah. Roza will say, "Oh Allah, I kept this person hungry and thirsty. Oh Allah, you forgive him." Quran will say, "Ya Allah, this person read me day and night. Oh Allah, you forgive him." This is the month when we are fasting. This is the month when we recite the Holy Quran. It was in this month of Ramadan where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended his Holy Quran. Like this, Mullah Abdul Rahim Raipuri rahmatullahi alayhi. Day and night is one mashghala. He would be preoccupied only in reciting the Holy Quran. After Isha, those very special murids of his would get a chance to talk to him whilst he just had a cup of tea. Immediately after that, back onto the musalla, engage in Nafil Salah. Shaykhul Hind rahmatullahi alayhi, he would listen to his students and he would stand in Nafil Salah, Nafil Taraweeh, after the normal Taraweeh. So day and night they spend their time supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah ta'ala's mercy. They would repent and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, it is mentioned in the month of Ramadan, every day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so generous and he would give so much of charity. But especially in the month of Ramadan, he would increase his generosity. In the month of Ramadan, he would make door with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam of the Holy Quran. Especially during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the hadith it is mentioned, he would tie his lungi, meaning he would not even sleep with his wives, and he would exert himself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would awaken his family members during the night, during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, to engage themselves, to engross themselves in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a training period, a period where we will cleanse and purify ourselves. And we have to be sincere in our tawbah. We heard Hazrat Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahab, Damat Barakatu, yesterday mentioning a very important point. That at times, the nuqsan, the athar, the effect of a guna that we commit in our young days, we experience the effect of this guna long afterwards in our life, perhaps when we are old. And he mentioned sometimes a husband, he is suffering problems, his wife is disobedient to him, his children are with the mother, and they are all against him, and they make life miserable for him. Yet the person seems to be very pious outwardly, but when he reflects, then it is because on account of some guna that he committed in his youthful days. One person asked Maulana, that I am with you, I have taken bayat, and I'm doing whatever you have telling, you have instructed me, I'm reading my namaz, etc., my tilawat, but yet there's something that is troubling, I'm not feeling right, I cannot cry in my duas. So Maulana told me to reflect. It is perhaps of some guna that you committed, and you did not make tawbatun nasuha, sincere tawbah. You did not repent and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. And that means, O Allah, whatever guna I committed, I'm ashamed of that guna. And you abandon that sin immediately. And you make a firm pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will never go back to that guna. Not like tawbah bar lab, jam bar kaf, that you got the bottle in your hand and you're making tawbah tawbah. That is why Sayyidina Rabi'a Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, istighfaruna ihtadi ila istighfarin kathir. Our istighfar, the manner in which we make istighfar, requires a lot of istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive. Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi, his one disciple, was crying one day. He was experiencing some type of kafiyat. He had become very despondent. Aina qalbi? Man wajada qalbi? Where is my heart? Who's found my heart? Until he went past by a little boy, a child, who was crying. And his mother had beaten him. He had done something wrong. His mother hit him and he was crying. And she chased him out of the house. And she shut the door. فَيَبْكِي يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. He cried, looking right to his right hand side, to the left. And he realized that the only place he can go back is to his mother. So he goes back and he knocks on the door and he cries. And the mother looks from inside, from the peephole. And she feels pity for her child. And then she opens the door. And the child goes running to his mother, with tears flowing down his body. And the mother also begins to cry. And she hugs her child. She embraces her child. And she tells this child of hers, that it was because you were disobedient to me that you had to suffer all this. Nevertheless, the mother cuddles a little baby. This disciple of Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi, Hafiz ibn Rajab al-Hanbali has mentioned this in his kitab. And he says, this disciple then realizes, he says, wajadtu qalbi, I found my heart, I've realized now that the sin I committed, I was supposed to turn back and make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can forgive. And Allah is prepared to forgive. My brothers, as I mentioned, this month of Ramadan has come. Let it not happen that it goes by and then we lament and then we cry over spilled milk and then we say we did not spend our time correctly. We still have a chance. Although many days have gone past already, Hazrat Maulana mentioned, like a person has 30 blank checks somebody gives him, and all he's going to do is fill in the amount he requires. Either he tears those checks, he'll be foolish, or he just puts 10 rand or 100 rand. Even then he is foolish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are full. They are barpoor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give and give and give, and nothing diminishes from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is prepared to forgive, and Allah will forgive us day and night. In one hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala says, a very long hadith Qudsi. In one portion of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala says, Ya ibadi innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. O my beloved servants. Ey mere pyare bande, abd. Innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. You commit sin day and night. Day and night you commit sins. Wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a. And I forgive all sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. So turn to me, repent, make inabat and ruju, make istighfar and sincere tawbah, I am prepared to forgive. In another hadith Qudsi, as Anas radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّكَ مَا دَعَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي. Oh Ibn Adam, as long as you supplicate, you make dua to me, and you have hopes in my mercy, I will forgive all your sins. وَلَا أُبَالِي. And I would not bother. I would not bother in the amount of sins you committed. It can be mountains of sins, oceans full of sins. Allah says, I am prepared to forgive. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes three calls or three cries or three pleas to us. Ya ibadi, O Ibn Adam, O Ibn Adam. لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. If you commit so much of sins that reaches the clouds or the heavens, then too I am prepared to forgive. Turn to me, I will forgive every sin of yours. And the third plea from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Ibn Adam, لو أتيتني بقرآن بالأرض خطايا. You fill the entire world with sins. So much of sins you come and bring to me. ثم لقيتني لا تشتك بي شيئا. You meet me in the condition that you do not associate partners with me. Allah says, I will meet you with the entire world filled of maghfirat and forgiveness. Maghfirat wa awsatuhu maghfirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the second 10 days of Ramadan, the middle 10 days is maghfirat from Allah. Ghafara. Ghafara means to conceal, to hide. It means satr. So what does maghfirat then mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals our sins. Allah covers our sins. Allah hides away our sins. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us completely. In Arabic, mighfar is the helmet a soldier wears when he covers his head from any harm or injury from the enemy. Like that, maghfirat covers us. The effect of that guna will not harm us. When we turn and we make sincere supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we realize that we have got no other door to turn to. One poet mentions, مَا لِي سِوَا قَرْعِي لِبَابِكَ حِيلَةٌ فَلَئِن رُدِتُ فَأَيَّ بَابٍ أَقْرَعُ. Oh my Allah, I've got no other door to turn to. If I'm chased away from your door, then you tell me which door can I go to. We have got no other Allah to turn to. We have only one Allah. نَامَتِ الْمُلُوكُ وَأَغْلَقُوا أَبْوَابَهُمْ. نَامَتِ الْمُلُوكُ وَأَغْلَقُوا أَبْوَابَهُمْ. All the kings of the world who make many, many promises, at night time, all of them are sound asleep, fast asleep. No king now is prepared to wake up and to see to your needs. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَمْ. Everybody's doors are shut. Besides that person's door who is Hayy and Qayyum, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who never sleeps. My brothers, we are given that opportunity in the month of Ramadan, we wake up for sihri. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Make sihri. Because in sihri is barakat, blessings. That little food that you would eat, it will give you strength for the entire day. It is a time where du'as are accepted. My brothers, what does it cost a banda to turn, to lift his hand and make du'a? We have read so many ahadiths where Rasulullah mentions time when du'as are accepted, especially at the time of sihri and iftar. Especially at the time of iftar. It is mentioned in hadith, لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. A fasting person has two times of happiness and joy. At the time when he is opening his fast, why? He has kept roza the entire day. And now he has fulfilled his task, his duty. And now he will open his roza when he is making his iftar. And the second time is when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his roza will be presented for him, and he will see so much of blessings this roza has brought, and then he will become overjoyed when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, for fasting, the reward is what? Unlike other ibadah, they are fixed reward. But for fasting, Allah says, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. I will give the full reward. I will give the reward myself. Limitless reward. So my beloved brothers and elders, du'as are accepted. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in would make ihtimam especially at the time of iftar, they would gather the family members, they would make dua, Ya wasi al maghfirah, Ya wasi al fadl, Ighfir lana. Oh Allah, your forgiveness is so vast. You are so merciful. You are full of grace and favors upon us and bounties. Oh Allah, you forgive us. Many of us demand so much of food at the time of iftar, the poor wives have no time to make dua and engage in ibadat, especially at that Mubarak time, they are busy frying the samosas. Have pity and mercy upon them. Have pity and mercy upon our workers and our staff in the month of Ramadan. Give them time off so that they can also engage themselves in ibadat. They also require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that person who makes takhfif on his slaves in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will emancipate him from the fire of Jahannam. So this is a month of roza. It is a month of patience. And what is the reward of sabr? Thawabuhu al-jannah. Fasting is a shield, it is a junnah. It will save a person from Jahannam. It saves a person from committing sins that will lead him to Jahannam. So my respected brothers and elders, let us not waste these sacred moments, these few days that we have. Let us spend them correctly. And let it not be that we wait and desire that Ramadan goes away quickly so that we can go back to our old habits. Now is the time to make that firm resolution that this year, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, I will never go back to my old habits. I have kicked all those old habits. And I am ashamed of those old habits of mine, those filthy gunas that I was committing. Ya Allah, you change my life, you change my condition. I want to become obedient. I want to become a true banda. One who will be subservient to you. One who will obey your commands. Not a person who will be drowning in sins. And one who will be messed in sins all the time. My respected brothers and elders, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, we have heard this incident many, many times. But the object of mentioning this incident again, because many times we feel that the doors of Tawbah are shut for us, and I am such a gunegar, that there is no mercy and hope for me. And others, mashallah, they have gone exiled, and they are very pious, and I'm a very sinful person. My respected brothers and elders, this should not be so. As I mentioned the ahadith previously also, Allah is prepared to forgive every single sin of ours. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was drought. And Allah had mentioned or inspired Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that it is because of one person who is in the congregation. It is because of his gunas that I am making all of you suffer. And tell him to go away from his congregation. Otherwise I will not send any rain. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes his i'lan. And we find that nobody wakes up. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain. And so much of rain comes down that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, nobody move from here. And Allah said, it was the same person because of whom I sent drown. He made such a sincere tawbah that shook the heavens, that led me to forgive him completely. And it is because of him now I'm sending down rain. If you look in the life of many of us Salaf al-Salihin, Akbar Kurdi rahmatullahi alayhi, how did he change his life? He was a person who lived a very sinful life in zina, in drinking wine. He watched one day a bird moving from one tree to another tree, coming back to the tree with something in his beak, going back into the first tree. He was very curious, so he goes and he sees a little bird taking some food in its beak and going to another tree and feeding a blind snake who could not move. He realized, Ya Allah, you are providing rosy and sustenance for this blind snake in this manner. Why should I live a life of sin? Why should I live a life where I would cheat people and deceive people? So he changed his entire life. Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi alayhi, such a great person, a wali, a kamil. He was a highway robber and he would loot people. And one day there was a caravan and he stopped them. And somebody asked, is Fudail bin Ayaz here? Somebody from the caravan. Then it struck him that I am such a notorious person, such a terrible person, the people are so fearful of me, and they're actually asking Fudail bin Ayaz is here. He said, Fudail, do not worry, I will protect you from Fudail bin Ayaz. The entire night he entertained them. The entire night he looked after them. And in the morning when they left, Fuzayl bin Ayyas changed his entire life. Hazrat Marzuq rahmatullahi alayh, Abdullah bin Marzuq rahmatullahi alayh, another very saintly figure. What was it that made him change his life? He never used to read his salah. Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. And he would listen to music. And he would take alcohol. Live a life of pleasure and fun and entertainment. He was a very wealthy person. But he had a slave girl who would come up to him and remind him, your salah, and he never used to pay any attention to her. So one day it was Isha time and she brought in front of him burning coal. And she placed it in front of his feet. And he asked, what is this? She said, some burning fire. Just put your finger there, put your feet there and feel how it is. Then he realized that I am so afraid of this fire of this world. What will then be the condition of the fire of Jahannam? Immediately he makes tawbah, a very sincere tawbah. All his money he gives in charity. Great awliya of his time find him sleeping with a brick under his head. And they say, Abdullah bin Marzuq, you abandoned your kingdom and so much of money and so much of richness you had. What a beautiful life you lived. And what did you get in return? Because Allah must have given you something in return. He says, the contentment, the satisfaction, the itminan of my qalb that I am enjoying now, I cannot explain to you. There is only sukoon and chain in the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no sukoon, there is no chain in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will terminate with a poem written in Arabic. And because it's the month of Ramadan and we have heard so many lectures on taqwa, تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي. This poet says that inculcate in yourself, in your life, the sifat, the quality of taqwa. That Allah has made things haram upon me, I should stay away from those things. Those things Allah has commanded me to do, I should do those things. تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي. Inculcate in yourself this taqwa. Why? Because you do not know, إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلُ هَلْ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. When night will fall, whether you will live till Fajr time. You do not know. فَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَنْ أَمْسَى وَأَصْبَحَ ضَاحِكًا. How many a youngster we saw in the morning or the evening, he was laughing, he was smiling. وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي. But his kafan is already prepared. The angel of death is already very near, close by. This person is not even aware of that. فَكَمْ مِنْ عَرُوسٍ زَيَّنُوهَا لِزَوْجِهَا. How many a bride she is being prepared and beautified and decorated for her husband. وَقَدْ قُبِضَتْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. Yet, in the night of Barat, or when that night Allah has predestined and written out the taqdeer that a certain date, certain person will pass away, this bride is being prepared and decorated for her husband, not even knowing that their lives will be taken away before even they can get married. فَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيْهٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ. How many a healthy person, he passes away without any sickness, suddenly he passed away. And we see the opposite. وَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينًا مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. Many, a sick person, he lives a very long life. So my respected brothers and elders, we do not have time on our side. We are fighting for time. These few days that are left of Ramadan, let not the curse of Rasulullah afflict us. Let us not become unfortunate and shaqi. Let us gain from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abundant tilawat of the Quran. Abundant istighfar and tawbah. Sincere tawbah and cry for every single guna we made. From the time we became baligh, right till this very day. Gunas that we can remember and gunas that we have forgotten. Oh Allah, you forgive all our sins. Why? In kana la yarjuka muhsinun falmudhnibu al-aasi ila may yarji'u. That poem that I was mentioning to you, he says that, Ya Allah, if only a person who has good deeds, if he is the only person who has hopes in you, then what about an aasi, disobedient person like me? He says, Hasha li judika an tuqannita aasiyan falfadlu azzalu wal mawahibu awsa'u. Ya Allah, it is impossible that you will make any person lose hope and despair of your mercy. Because your treasures are so full, they are overflowing, and you are prepared to forgive. Ya Allah, we are your bandas. We are making iqrar of our gunas. Ya Allah, we are making iqrar. We are sinful, we are sinners. Wa anta sayyidu samadul ghafoor. You are the master. You are the malik. You are most forgiving. You are the person who is bainiyaz. You are not dependent on any person. Ya ayuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Allah says, O people, O mankind, you are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is independent. Allah does not require our tawbah istighfar. We require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my respected brothers and elders, this one lesson that we have heard many, many, many times, let us put it into practice today. And for the remaining days of Ramadan, and for the remaining period of our life, turn to Allah sincerely. Do not worry what the next person will say. Shed those tears of repentance. That is one sign. That is one alamat of the person's tawbah being accepted. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.